Hey guys, I was just listening to the video podcast, and I showed my wife your guys' faces because she didn't know what you looked like. So I showed her Mike and then JF. She also said that Mike was not the main guy, and wanted to know what JF looked like, and she looked at both of you and then went, and didn't seem too impressed. So, yeah, just a little report on the live podcast. All right, thanks. Love the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to YKS. Mike, I guess, is what it's all about.
You know, there's nothing quite like pivoting to video and then immediately getting a ton of comments on your appearance and voice. Really 50-50 split between the people who say, wow, you guys look weird.
Yeah.
And then when we say, wow, we look weird, people writing in and saying, hey, don't say you look weird. So you really can't win here on the show, because if I say, hey, I'm a big fat guy, you will get people saying, hey, don't call yourself a big fat guy. And then we get emails saying, hey, Mike looks like a big fat guy. Yes, I have been trying to tell you this the entire time.
Everybody just needs to get together and decide what we look like.
Decide what would be okay for us to look like. And then we'll do that.
That's right, Mike. We're talking about the Squeeze Louise tier on the YKS Patreon page where you can pay to abuse us. And a lot of people are taking advantage of that. We're considering maybe getting some tomatoes flown in. You guys can throw tomatoes at us as well, and jeer us and drag us off stage with a big cane. It's a new revenue opportunity for us, and at the same time allows the listeners and now viewers to get some of their frustrations out on, you know, the world's two biggest punching bags, me and you. You know,
just paying $5 to just beat the hell from me. That's fine. I deserve it. It's fine.
Well, to be clear, it is $8, so that's why it's that's why it's okay.
Yeah, for $5 you can't do that, but for $3 more, get in there and just beat the shit out of me if you want.
This is where it's going. You know, this is where it's going. This is where internet is going. This is what the internet was created for, Mike. Twitch now says hot tub streams are okay, even if you've got some big old jubbos. It's okay. They said it's okay, and that's in their documents now. That's official.
You think about getting a hot tub or what?
I'm thinking about getting some big jubbos.
Yeah. YKS, the new era. Jesse gets jubbos.
Yeah, you can go on there and you can show your little thing, and I guess that's okay now. You know, hell, I joined the website because I wanted to game. I wanted to focus on retro gaming.
Yep.
I wanted to bring back when games were games, okay?
Enough of these women on Twitch, you know. I'm sick of it's a male space.
Yep.
It's for us guys to get on there and play Bubsy 3D. without some harpy screeching at me or trying to entice me with her.
For people who don't know,
hip moves.
This is the thing. If you're not on Twitch, you don't realize. So imagine you're going down to your man cave, and instead of seeing a bunch of guys sitting around and they all have beards and they look like they have a skin condition as well, and they maybe don't get a lot of sunlight, and they have bad personalities. Instead, you
halitosis, their feet stink.
The whole nine yards. You go down there and you see two or three, four, five, six, seven, eight women who look like they jumped out of the pages of Victoria's Secret.
Swedish bikini model. And you start to get pissed off.
What the hell?
Like any regular person does. You just see red immediately.
I wanted to watch the Jets game and drink a Miller Lite. What the fuck is this crap? You know?
So funny.
Drive you crazy. But that's the internet now. So pretty soon, I think we'll probably have a tier where you can pull our pants down. You can probably have a $10, $12 tier where you can pull our pants down.
Flick our small penises with your blink, blink. And that's like $10.
I think because I posted about Cameo a lot when it first came out, one of the little guys whose job is to like get people on Cameo. My assumption was, is like he, They go on Twitter and they search for people saying Cameo, and then if they have a blue check mark, they go to their DMs and they say, can we get you on Cameo? It'll be so much fun or whatever. You can make a ton of money on Cameo. And then if that person signs up using their code, they get like $40. That's, to me, is what I feel like the whole, that I feel like that's what that particular era of the scam was. But I made so much fun of the idea of going on there and somebody paying you $15 to say something stupid. And it's only maybe just now occurring to me that that is what I am doing.
It's no different than, it's all the same scam, but it's all the same, you know?
Oh, well.
But we're different. Our thing is different.
We're doing something different than those guys.
Trying to get out of it. Pull up.
Let's think about something else. Let's think about somebody who's worse than we are. So let's give an update on an old Kickstarter. This one I was so delighted to look at again because it had been such a long time since we talked about it. This is from episode 37, Mike, which,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken, this was in 2017, I want to say. So this was quite a while ago. This was the Dip Run movie.
I forgot all about this thing, but I'm so happy to see it again because I watched the trailer earlier and it's so funny.
It's very, very
it's so
funny.
Stupid, dude. I love it.
Let's play a little bit of it here. 5-minute trailer, strong out of the gate.
A full lip production?
Yeah.
What's cracking, Mother Truckers? Outlaw here. Darcy called me, said we got some type of business to attend to here at the Mud Jug Shop, so let's go inside and see what the tits he wants to talk about.
I got a legit opportunity for us to make some real dough. We'll have to make it across the country in 4 fucking days.
Across the country?
We're driving an RV to pick up a shitload of dip. But don't worry, boys. We're gonna find plenty of time to party too.
Oh shit! They're in Vegas.
Yeah.
And now they're ramping off. So now they're drinking.
Oh yeah, these guys like strippers, by the way.
Bullshit.
There may be a few bumps in the road. You may have some problems along the way.
Hey, what is that, by the way?
It kind of looks like an inbred, dude.
He does look a little inbred, huh? He's coming over here, though.
Oh, my God. He has a machete, dude.
Okay. Get that.
So, what is going on there? I don't know.
It's a road trip comedy about dip. They're going across the country.
Yeah.
In 4 days to get a large shipment of dip. So it's like a Fast and the Furious. If they were all trying to get cancer, I think.
Yeah. So on its face, this would be a DOA project that you'd never hear anything from. But I think these guys have like some level of fame, which probably far surpasses our own, because they were able to get, at the time we recorded the episode, 14K, and they ended with 57K, which, because this was on Indiegogo, which we don't talk about that often. Indiegogo, you can set a flexible goal, and instead of like Kickstarter, where if you don't get it, it's make or break. If you don't get your goal, you get zero. On Indiegogo, you can set it up to where you just get whatever people donate, which, if I'm being honest, kind of makes more sense. It's weird. It is sort of weird that Kickstarter has it set up where it's like a lottery ticket, where then people just get their money back. Very strange.
Is this by the same people who did? I don't actually know if this is by the same people who.
You're going to say the social media movie, the FML?
No, the. Do you know what Mud Jug is? We've talked about Mud Jug before. I mean, they mentioned Mud Jug by name. Mud Jug is just like a small jug that you spit your tobacco into, right? So
we've talked before?
We've talked about it. I'm on mudjug.com, and they have a Dip Run large movie poster, 24 by 36. They say we currently have 44 of them in stock, which is like, why would you put a number on it?
just say we have them in stock.
Print one off if you...
Yes, I think they're associated with Mud Jug. So I think that there's like part of this is YouTube stuff, and then part of it is like there is like a dip community that these guys are a part of. So this, if you look at IMDb for Jesse Ryan, who is one of the guys in this movie, it says he's an actor. It says he's 5'4", both of which are totally fine.
Whatever.
It's not a big deal. He's known as the owner of the successful patriotic apparel and lifestyle brand Keep America American. So, you know, it says he's also established himself as a successful political commentator on YouTube and has built a fan base from his works on social media and content creating for Mud Jug Portable Spittoon. So this is the Mud Jug guy. I guess we probably knew this back then and have forgotten it.
All the same, it's what you think it would be. This guy has shirts.
Yeah, what are some of the shirts you're seeing there?
Yeah, here's one. I identify as vaccinated. That's so funny. Yeah. I mean, just Democrat, Republican.
Those are scratched out.
Scratched out. And then it says Patriot. So it makes you think, too. Not only is it cool to wear.
Yeah.
This one says, hate cops. Next time you need help, call a crackhead.
Yeah.
Is what it says. Which is like, why would I call them if I need help?
Doesn't make sense.
I'd call them if I need some crack.
Obviously. I think these guys got it backwards. So total psychos. And that it's interesting because there are so many subcultures to being a country dipshit. The one that, you know, we grew up with was just like, well, you just went to the hardware store and you bought like tack and stuff like that, and you wore your overalls and your Carhartt jacket. But this is like a totally different thing, because if you look at outlaw dip, so it is, it's like Trump affiliated type stuff in the apparel. But then look at the dip. It's not just dip like, oh, wintergreen or whatever Kodiak flavors there are at the gas station. There's Georgia peach and Southern sweet tea and outlaw wild watermelon. The country guys I knew back in the day wouldn't be caught dead with this wearing a circular shape in the back pocket of their jeans. Are you kidding me?
They pull out a pouch of Red Man.
Yeah, they would. Not Backwoods Blueberry.
I got my official Mud Jug pop socket. I mean, it's just a whole identity, right?
Yeah.
All these guys like hate identity politics and stuff, and like, oh, you identify. It's like, but you're doing the exact same thing. You're just affiliated with a different.
Yeah.
Thing. It's so funny, man. It's like you're a fucking parody of yourself.
That's right. Yeah. These guys are pathetic. It's very Duck Dynasty as well to have the YouTube guy in your movie pretending to be an even more fake version of the fake hillbilly he's pretending
to
be.
That's so great.
You know? I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have seen this, the Duck Dynasty pictures of the guys like before and then after they got their show marketed to rednecks. Very funny lifestyle setup they got there. Looking through the reviews for the Dip Run, which did get made, by the way.
Yeah, I saw this on Amazon, by the way, and I was thinking we should watch it.
I think we should definitely watch the Dip Run. What if it's really, really good?
Yeah, what if it... Does it glorify chewing tobacco at all? I don't want to...
Oh, I guess that's a good point. Yeah, maybe we wouldn't want to... this review, 10 out of 10 from Trailer Park Ninjas, says, wow, honestly, the best movie I've ever seen. I'm so inspired by this movie. I just started dipping 2 weeks ago, and this movie changed my life. Chris Jug One is the next actor of our generation. I hope he will get Emmy Award after this. So
Chris Jug One.
Yeah.
I hate him. That's so funny.
I love
Christopher the Memer. No, that's not it. This guy has 12 followers. That's not him.
Okay, well, check him out. Sounds like he's on the way up.
Maybe he doesn't have an internet presence anymore. Maybe he got suspended. I don't know.
This is a pretty recent review here. 6 out of 10 from Country Boy Sean. Hey. This movie's not great, but it doesn't have the greatest acting, but that's kind of the point. It's supposed to be a fun, stupid movie made for their fans, so if you ain't into a bunch of nonsense and just a good time, then this probably ain't for you. Remember, this was made for their fans mainly, and a little bit of promotion for Mud Jug and Outlaw Dip. So, I guess if you think about it as lowest common denominator garbage, and basically a full-feature advertisement, then, you know... Not half bad.
Oh, you came into it expecting it to be good. It's actually meant to be a total piece of shit. That's so funny.
A lot of one-star reviews here.
And you know what? IMDb. And you know what? That's what I got to say to the people who comment on our show.
Yeah.
You were expecting like a good show? Get a clue.
It's your fault. And the people who hear this are going crazy. They're going, well, yeah, we did expect it to be good, but now we know better. Yeah, yeah. So that's the Dip Run movie. Oh, also, they did have some technical hurdles to overcome.
I saw this little update here. It says, you have 48 hours to view the movie.
Right.
We know some of you are frustrated that a digital download isn't sent to keep. We are frustrated as well. Full disclosure, three major things went wrong. The inability to combat pirating.
Yeah, telling you right now, I mean, that's not going to be a huge issue for you.
That's not a big deal. Number two, distributors and staff not communicating properly as to how to provide digital copies to supporters.
Right. So they didn't have a distribution network for, yeah. I mean, which, to be fair, is something you do have to figure out at some point. So they're not wrong. It doesn't just happen. You do have to do it. They just didn't do it, you know, until after they got all the money. But yeah. The third one was the biggest hurdle for them, I think.
Trusting a major company who's currently censoring us to provide us with answers. And then there's a little asterisk. Due to the nature, political affiliation, anti-Hollywood rhetoric, and tobacco use in our film, mm-hmm. our distributor has been giving us the runaround and putting our film on the back burner as far as publishing and contacting us regarding downloads. As much as we'd love to send you all the direct download file, it's just not doable. It's available on Amazon, though, right?
I think it is now, but that wouldn't be for the backers who have already gotten it, who've already supported it, right? So what they were trying to figure out is how to freely disperse a film that's already been made to people who have already paid for it. And what they found was that they probably just cold called a distributor and were like, can you help us do this? The movie is a couple of YouTube guys and the guy who invented Mud Jug, and it's a buddy comedy road trip movie, and they didn't get emailed back, would be my guess as to what actually happened here. But that's, of course, cancellation and cancel culture and censorship and stuff like that. So what they did, instead of waiting for a distributor to help them figure out how to get the movie to the people who supported it, they just sent out rentals to people instead and said, you have to watch it in 48 hours. You can't screen record. If you try to screen record, it'll shut down. And I think that maybe got a couple of people upset about, you know, and maybe rightfully so. But they did, looks like they sent out the posters. So that's one thing they did right. Unfortunately, they did accidentally put it on Amazon when they went to upload the file in the first place for purchase and rent. They just like didn't check the box. I don't know. It was free to everybody. And they said, actually, it's a good thing because the reviews, the people who watched it for free when we accidentally leaked it ourselves, were pretty positive. So anyways, that's the Dip Run movie. And you heard it here first. We'll be checking it out on a future edition of YKS at the Movies. Right?
That's what's up. Is that what it's called?
I don't know. We don't have a name for it. But now it's called YKS at the Movies. That's pretty cool. Mike, we got to hop into the six pack. But before we do, we take a quick break. We'll be back with more YKS in just a second. Today's episode of YKS sponsored by BetterHelp. What interferes with your happiness? You know, when I first saw this company advertised, I thought it was Betty White help. I really did think that. Okay. And I thought, you know, that's great, but I just don't know if it applies to me.
Don't need that. What I would love to have is a professional, licensed professional therapist to help me with my needs. JF.
That's what I'm saying. I would love to be in a situation where I could send a message to my counselor at any time. I don't necessarily need that counselor to be the beloved actor from
the Golden Girls.
From Golden Girls.
Etc. She was in so many things. So many things.
Well, and still working to this day. And, you know, God bless her. All without having to ever sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. That's what I would like from my counseling service. BetterHelp would be a great place to find that. Betty White help, on the other hand, you have to sit down and watch, I don't know, one of her many films or television appearances.
Hey, down on this plastic-covered couch.
Right.
And I'll get you some Nilla wafers or what have you. It's like, this isn't helping me. You know, what I really would like to have is a licensed professional counselor who specializes in depression and anger and family conflicts.
All that kind of stuff. Everything under the sun would be so nice to be able to talk about every now and then. I would love it if it were confidential, not, you know, blasted out all over the web whenever her telling name her, is trending on Twitter.
Telling her little girlfriends about, you know,
that's what I'm saying. Whenever I see Betty White trending, I think, oh,
she's going to spill my beans to Blanche. Here she comes. She's going to, and her and Rose and the other one, whoever it is.
I don't care. Whichever one it was. I mean, look, it's convenient, professional, affordable. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Yeah, even up there in Ohio. Yeah, it's really hot in Cleveland.
Is that where that was?
That was one of the that was another show that Betty White did. Betty White knowledge, sort of shallow here on the show. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/YKS. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/YKS. Looks like she was on Bones for a couple episodes too, so that's cool.
Six pack time.
Okay, Mike, we got 6 Kickstarters here to get through, so we better make quick work of these freaks, okay? Do you want to do the first one? I'll give you the honors.
I would love to. Hey, JF, I got something. It's called Got Mail. Got Mail? The other mailbox flag that lets you know it's a simple, highly visible mail delivery indicator flag designed to eliminate the guesswork of whether or not you have mail. This thing sits on the front of your mailbox, right? And you flip it up.
Yeah.
And then when the mail guy comes and opens up the mailbox, the thing naturally falls down. And then when he puts it back up, it's down. So you can see that you have some mail. So you just have to go out and, I guess, get the mail and then reset the flag every time. The major gripe I have for this one, okay, getting the mail is so nice.
It is.
I mean,
nice.
It's usually crap. It's usually a bunch of garbage.
Yeah. It is.
That I don't want. But guess what? I like it because I like going out there and seeing some garbage. It's just nice.
It's good. It's really good. Sometimes it's the only thing you have going in your whole day.
The entire day. And this guy says in his thing, my name is Richard C. Kale, and I live in the, well, just dox this guy. I live in the rural foothills of North Carolina. Like most folks in my area, we enjoy very open seat and just bragging.
Yeah.
Bragging.
This motherfucker has less than 1 acre. Get his ass, DB.
One of life's daily chores is that of retrieving the mail. A daily chore?
Yeah.
That's a treat.
It is a treat.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I have to put down my newspaper so I can go outside.
Yeah.
You know what, man? Put down your newspaper for a second and enjoy life. Okay.
Yeah.
Life is what happens when you have
on
it.
The news.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm fucking saying, bro. And they won't do it.
He
imagines being at the end of a long driveway and like looking at your window and being like, was the mailbox door all the way closed, or did I leave it like a little bit? What was the situation, you know, and trying to guess.
Walking back from the mailbox and being, God damn it, I wish I was back inside. Inside for 23 and a half hours of a day.
The one thing I'll say about this guy is it is true. When you go to the mailbox and you open it up and there's nothing in there, what do you do? Because I'll tell you what I do. I open it up. I can clearly see there's nothing in there, but I will go ahead and stick my arm all the way in the mailbox anyway, just so it looks like maybe I was doing, if anyone's watching me, it kind of looks like I was doing something. And then I'll close it and then I'll kind of go, huh? As if to just acknowledge that maybe I thought there was going to be something there, but there ultimately, I thought I was going to get my, you know, and then hopefully by then I'm all the way inside. But if someone's been spying on me, like if the CIA is looking at me, go to the mailbox, they'll kind of see, oh, he was looking for, it probably had an important letter today that he was looking forward to getting. So that's why he came out at this weird.
Yeah.
That's why he came out at 1:30, even though the mail typically comes at 2:30. I guess he probably wasn't going nuts inside his house. He was probably just waiting on a letter from a dear friend. You know?
I'll go out to the mailbox. I'll look around, you know, before opening it and just get the lay of the land.
Right.
And I'll go open it. There's nothing in there. I'll take another look around. Maybe he's coming down the street with a letter for $1 million check.
Oh my God.
And I will.
That'd be so good.
And then I'll stand out there for about an hour and a half. And then I'll say, well, I guess he's not coming.
Today's just not my day. Have you ever been outside when the mail person does come?
Oh yeah. And then it's like, do I take it to him?
Am I like fucking up if I get in between them and the mailbox?
Sometimes the mail guy will come and the blinds will be open and I'll fucking jump down on the floor real quick. And then I'll pop up and go get my red, what is it called? The fucking coupons.
Oh, red, God, yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
Basically the big book of coupons is what we get in the...
Red pepper or something.
Yeah, something like that. And it comes and you open it up and there's nothing in there you want or need.
Free order of 2 breadsticks from Fazoli's. Yeah. That's awesome. I can't wait to go to Fazoli's.
That truly is. One day this week I went and got the mail and that was all that was in there was that little book of coupons. And I kind of thought, I wonder if... The person who dropped off the mail, I wonder if they were mad that they even had to do that.
I know. I think about that too. And it's like, and another thing I think about is where are these people at who keep sending me this? And can I go there? Because it is extremely fucked up because you're just sending me shit, gumming up the works, wasting this guy's time, my mail guy.
I kind of feel like the letter carriers look at it and they go, well, if it weren't for this, like this is like the number one thing the mail is this.
Yeah.
So I feel like they look at it and go,
job.
Yeah, they look at it and go, well, this sucks, but at least I'm doing something today. Like it could be nothing. Yeah. I'm just driving around in the little car and nothing happens, which I don't know. Maybe that would be fun. I'm not sure. But I feel like everybody gets that. And that's the whole reason that the mail still exists, because otherwise the government would have dismantled it already. And we'd be waiting on the fucking UPS guy to launch the dog food out of his fucking truck at 10 million miles an hour or whatever the fuck he does. I don't know. My mom actually gets her, I don't know if I've said on here before, my mom broke her ankle recently and she has been getting her, like her cat food and dog treats delivered.
Yeah.
And the FedEx guy just puts it at the end of the driveway. Like, where it's like hovering, like still on the street and still it's like technically in the driveway, but also it's like if a strong wind comes by, it just blows into the street. So
why doesn't he bring it up to the door?
I don't know. I assume he's got a lot to do. And for me, it wouldn't be a problem. But for my mom, who's been on like a scooter for months now, she's like, I don't know how to get the fucking, I can't get this shit anymore.
I'll just kick this out of my car on the way. I'm driving past.
I don't know. About that all the time, the people being resentful that they're dropping stuff off. But it's not like me. It's not like I'm dropping one thing off and then I get to go continue with my life. They're dropping things off for the entire day. So it's not like this one thing gets them to go back home and eat a sandwich or whatever. This is the whole day for them. It's not, they don't distinguish between my shitty mail and my neighbor's really good mail. You know, there's no difference, right? But that's why we need this flag. This looks pretty stupid. I don't think I'll be attaching anything else to my mailbox. My mailbox pretty much is set up to just go like it needs to go. You know, I don't think it needs any more attachments.
Yeah, just a mailbox, you know.
Yeah.
It's either in there or it's not. And trying to cut out the 5 seconds it takes you to go out to the mailbox is so funny.
Yeah.
I'm far too busy. I need to invent a product to alert me if the mail is here.
So there's going to be a situation where you go out to the mailbox who drops something in the mail and you put up the red flag and then you also are like manipulating the yellow flag as well. And you're like doing this whole dance. Just check the mail, I think. One of life's simple pleasures.
Yeah.
What was this? This was 15. You get $15. If for some reason you need two mailbox flags, which if you do, you're living a different lifestyle than me. Don't know who that's for. It goes all the way up to 25 different flags.
What the fuck?
Not sure what that guy's got going on. $21 of 15K, two backers, 29 days to go. That's got mail. Yeah, something tells me Meg Ryan won't be interested in this. Was she in that movie?
I believe she was, yeah.
Okay.
Who else was it? Was it Tom Hank?
Tom Hank, I believe, is in the film, yeah. So,
yeah,
check him out. Mike, the one I've got for you here is called The Hyper Bell. Check this out.
Meet Hyper Bell, the device that will take your dumbbells and fitness to the next level. Hyper Bell converts your ordinary dumbbells into an entire home gym. You no longer need to buy entire sets of kettlebells, curl bars, barbells, and countless plates. Save the space and thousands of dollars. With Hyper Bell, you can turn all that into this. So, how does it work? The Hyper Bell can attach to nearly any dumbbell or adjustable dumbbell set you already have. The inside of the patent-pending clamp is lined with thick, durable foam to ensure secure fit and prevent the dumbbell from moving. The clamp easily locks into place with the quick turn of a high-strength collar, connecting our bar and kettlebell attachments and transforming your dumbbells into hundreds of additional exercises.
Okay. So this is a fitness product, and this is very common with fitness products. The people advertising this fitness product have never, ever used this and will never use it again after the commercial is done being filmed. They are jacked and toned and shredded beyond belief. They look like superheroes. And I think that is a little bit objectionable when you are doing something that is marketed specifically toward people who are not doing the things that these guys are doing, right? So let me explain what this is. This is a handle that goes on to the grip of a typical dumbbell, okay? And it allows you to turn it into a kettlebell, which a lot of people do for like swings. And it allows you to turn it into a barbell, which I would never do in a million years, but you could do that. And you can do different things with barbells than you can with dumbbells, actually. I don't need to tell you guys that, okay? But the problem I have with this is most people are using dumbbells that are not extraordinarily heavy, and the reason for that is because you typically manipulate them with one hand, right? So when you're doing like a dumbbell exercise, you might do like a one-armed curl, right? Curling with one arm, you're not going to do like 100 pounds unless you look like this guy in this video, right? Most people are doing significantly less weight than that.
I think I would do that much, yeah. But other people, normal people, yeah, no.
No freaking way.
Right. Yeah. If you're a superhuman, this doesn't apply to you, okay? So what they want you to do is take this barbell and attach two relatively small amounts of weight to it on either end and then use it for what is normally a lot of weight exercise. So to go from just a typical example, like dumbbells, where you're curling 20, 25, 30 pounds, and then put it into a barbell where you might be bench pressing or squatting, now you double it and add just the weight of this bar, which is 5 pounds, you haven't really done that much. You've gone from curling with one arm 20 pounds to squatting 45 pounds, which is just the weight of a normal barbell that you can get anywhere. So what I'm trying to say is, this stinks. It's stupid, and it's all made of plastic as well. So if you want to attach an extremely heavy dumbbell on either end, you'll be doing it with 5 pounds of plastic and foam. And I don't think that's a good thing to have over your neck and head. You know, normally you do that with a pretty heavy metal that's not if it does fall, it'll just lop your head off, and it won't leave like a plastic bruise, you know. It'll just go ahead and finish the job. So I don't understand who this could be for, except for it's the type of thing where it says it can it's one thing replaces hundreds of things. And if you ever hear that, you're being sold
that's
something.
That's a red flag.
What is the, I guess the typical one out, so exercise is a big one, but the kitchen is another one, right? So like.
Yeah, kitchen gadgets, cleaning gadgets.
Oh, cleaning too. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I always think of the Ronco grill being, of course, I love to set it and forget it.
I would love to. Did you ever see the Ronco thing where he had the rotisserie chickens and stuff in there?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to be one of those rotisserie chickens.
You always want to be the chicken.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. It's like a vacuum cleaner with all those attachments and stuff, which
yeah.
If you fall for that one time, that's fine. One time in like 2016, if you get roped into buying.
Yeah. Price of the vacuum, not necessary to recall, but. This is very, very similar. This is like an off the shelf as seen on TV style of product to me. The people who are using this are not looking to cut down the amount of exercise products that they have. They're not thinking, oh crap, I wish I could just use these two dumbbells for every single muscle in my body.
Yeah.
That would really These people are just at the fucking gym. They go to the gym or they have all this shit in their house. That's why they look like this. If you want to do a few things in your house, you can do, just get a jump rope and do some push-ups. Don't get the plastic thing. And also you have to have dumbbells to begin with. I feel like if you have the dumbbells, what's keeping you from doing the other stuff?
What are you gaining by
nothing?
I guess more workouts and more fit. And it shows somebody, doing like the tire exercise that you do with the big tire.
Yeah.
You know how you flip it over and stuff, which I love. I would love to do that.
Hey, we love the big tire. Yeah. Get this guy a big tire.
But they're doing it with like a 15 pound dumbbell.
Yeah. That's not anything
what
to her.
That,
she looks like Wonder Woman.
I know.
She's not doing
it. She's so ripped.
And then you can kind of also in that same GIF, Mike, if you look really closely at the frames when she drops it, after doing like an overhead press or something and she drops it on the rubber mat there. You can see how it looks like it wants to absolutely fucking twist apart and explode.
Yeah.
You don't need to fuck with this thing, gang. Get back to the gym, throw the mask on, hop in the gym, or just, you know, wait and maybe order some of the, or just get a big tire. I don't know. $39, you can turn this into a kettlebell. That's kind of it's too much and it's too cheap at the exact same time, because you can get a kettlebell for that much that is just a normal kettlebell. So that's too expensive, but it's also too cheap to fucking hold a piece of cast iron above your head, I feel. So $49, you turn the dumbbell into a kettlebell at full price, and the bar bundle is $100, which again, just get a normal barbell for $100. I think maybe you can just get some cheap ones on Amazon. And as far as I know, they normally come in the mail and there's no problems with any of the shipping that anyone will ever have with those. let's check them out. I think search Sporzon on there. But this one has made $267,000 of $20,000, 1800 backers, 26 days to go, because I think the number one thing is the idea that I can buy one thing and then be done and not have to think about any of this stuff ever again. That's so alluring when it comes to, like you said, cooking, cleaning, exercising, any kind of improvement. If you buy one product, I'm done. Unfortunately, I don't think it's that simple, but I don't look like the people in the GIFs either, so I don't know. Maybe that's what they're doing. Mike. What do you got, man?
Oh, JF, I got
the flat cat. I got the flat cat.
It's a flat cat, JF. Your next robot is a pet, okay? Let that sink in. We believe that robots need to learn on their own and connect to the world with their individual experiences. So we're creating Flat Cat to be adaptive from minute one. No fake, no scripts, no remote. Instead, a sensitive machine with true interaction that explores its world in a playful way.
Now, I saw this a lot when it was going around. But then, let's see, RJ sent this one in to us. And I took another look at it. I initially dismissed this as being stupid. And then I really looked at it, and I guess I decided, boy, this is really stupid, actually. Because it's extremely expensive, Mike.
Oh, I didn't even see that part of it, but this is like a flat, it's a flat robotic thing covered in fur. And a flat robot wrapped in soft fur with an extraordinarily fine feel for the force of the, like, this is like a, you pet it and like it moves around.
So do you remember the what's it called, the slap bracelet?
Yeah.
It's kind of, doesn't it look like a slap bracelet a little bit?
Yeah, it's like a long, furry slap bracelet. It's also like this thing called, I think we talked about it on the show, I don't remember. The Kubo, Q-O-O-B-O, which is like a, it's a pillow with a tail that moves. It's like a headless cat type thing.
Oh, is there, there's, oh, wait, so this is not the only entry in this genre?
Yeah, there's a, this one, there's the Kubo, and then I think there's a third one, but I can't remember. I couldn't look it up before the show, but like this is... Yes, there's some weird Japanese stuff that these guys decided the world needed or something.
Well, if you watch these people play with it, and I watched the video, but I don't. There's no audio to it that I can tell. Let's see. Let me see. Playing around with the flat cat. Okay, so you see this thing. It's sitting on the couch, and it's kind of rolling around, and it's actually sort of vibrating and jiggling. And you can go up and touch it, and it might start to do something different after you touch it. But that's not really... guaranteed, I guess. Kind of rolls around, and you can,
yeah,
if, look, he's moving it, and then it, oh, now it's laying flat again. Oh no, I think it's gonna pop up just a little bit. I don't understand this at all.
Who cares?
This is this is do you know the, did you have KB Toys up there in Ohio?
Yeah. Oh, this is like the, you're going to say this is like the ball that moves around with the tail on it or something?
Yeah, I think it was like, what was it? It was like a little plastic ball that had like a raccoon tail sticking out of the back. Is that what it was?
Yeah, yeah.
I think now that would be repurposed as a cat toy or a dog toy. But in the old days, those are the type of toys that you would give to a child.
Child.
But you'd
look at him. He's chasing it. He loves that damn thing. In the near future... robots will do useful things for us and with us, probably all areas of our lives. It'll fit seamlessly into our environment. I'm trying to justify this thing.
Yeah. And you kind of look at this and you go, you know what? That is stupid, but it's a novelty item. And, you know, novelty items, I think, are, that's different than just like finding the utility of a particular product. And then you kind of go over here and you look at what the price might be. And just as a total hypothetical, you might be outlaying somewhere in the neighborhood of 990 euros for this, which is what, I don't know what that, what is that, like $1,400? How much is that?
Let me see. I think that it is $1,205.94.
Okay. So pretty, approximately. So I was close, but I guess you were ultimately the closest there with that exact guess. That's a lot of money for whatever this is.
They show this GIF that I just saw. If you scroll down, I'm gonna send it to you on Discord here.
Yeah.
They show this GIF of the thing laying on the back of the couch, and then it moves and just falls off the couch.
What is the point of that? Oh man. Okay. That's pretty silly stuff. You can also see it without the little cover. And it's just like, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4 plastic bricks that sort of intersect in a certain way and then have batteries wired all throughout. I mean, that looks absolutely god awful. This is, you know, compare it, Mike, to the thing that we bought for What the Fun this month, where we will be wearing tails. We did buy some robotic tails. Thanks to the folks who voted on the tails over on the Patreon page. We bought that, and that the tail seems like a significantly more impressive feat of engineering. Granted, it seems to be aimed at the fetish community, which is fine, but that seems like a more impressive bit of tech for significantly less money than this dumb thing that just sits on the couch, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is silly.
I'm not saying I want to wear a tail around the house and then wiggle it around and then it kind of moves and people think I have a tail.
I feel cute.
Yeah. I'm not saying I want to feel beautiful.
I'm not saying that this has awakened anything inside of me or anything like that. Since I'm strapping this thing on.
But at any rate, it's better than this, which is just, I mean, this is a nuisance. This is just, you sit down on the couch and this thing starts like doing like a Silent Hill thing in your general direction while you're trying to watch fucking TV. Get the fuck out of here, you know? Disgusting. $1,000 or whatever. This, well, it got, let's see, it just ended, I think. I think it just ended this month, and they raised €14,000, Mike, which, you know, what is that about?
€14,000?
Yeah.
I believe that is, no, I'm not going to look it up. I don't care.
Okay. Well, it's a lot of money. Care. 35 backers on this thing brought it to life, so... That's what that is. I don't think you can have sex with it, so I don't really know what the point is. But hopefully,
not interested.
Yeah, somebody gets some jollies out of it. Okay, let's see. Well, I just talked about working out. Why don't we transition smoothly into protein? You got to have protein to build muscle, Mike. It's the building block.
Yep.
And you gotta have it. Why not start with the future of it rather than the past? That's what I thought when I saw this. Let's see. Thanks to Ned for sending this one in. Let's check this video out. If it's going to fucking play. Come on. Come on, Kickstarter. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's play this.
Might have to. We live
in there it goes. World,
there you go.
But we're destroying it. We're flattening our rainforests, contaminating our waters, polluting our air, creating waste. Lots of it. Hi, I'm Thomas. Here at Be A Buyer, we've produced a product that empowers you to produce your own source of sustainable, healthy, and nutritious protein, no matter where you live. While at university studying design, I discovered how intensive meat production is responsible.
Damn, this guy's from England. He sounds smart.
Greenhouse gas emissions, and how predicted population growth will force food production to increase by an additional 70% by 2050.
Okay.
This felt so wrong to me. I knew I had to do something. We have developed a product.
Let's get some normalization on the audio from these Kickstarter videos, gang. Yeah.
A lot of background.
Jesus Christ.
That's why we developed Ree.
Ree is an insect urban growing pod for people's homes.
Yep.
Empowering you to create your own source of sustainable, healthy, and delicious food. It's 22,000 times more water efficient than beef production, 54% protein, and can recycle your fruit and vegetable waste. Currently, if you live in a city or urban area, there is no affordable or sustainable way for you to produce your own protein. Ree solves this. It allows you to grow your own food no matter where you live. Central London, Tokyo, New York, any climate, anywhere.
So, this is a bunch of plastic tubs that you can grow bugs in. And this is something, like my kids have been asking me lately, I don't know where they've seen this or heard about it, but they're asking me like, do some people eat bugs? And I will say yes, some people eat bugs. Yeah. In different parts of the world, that's very common. In fact, it can be a delicacy as well. That's a good dumb guy fact. and you know, then I explained some other stuff about diets. I was like, diets are cultural, diets are regional. Sometimes it has to do with what you have available to you, and sometimes it just has to do with what you like. Like, I was telling them, and I hope this is correct, because I told it to them already, and I can't take it back now, but I told them that, like in India, for example, they don't eat beef, right? So they have McDonald's there. Yeah. They don't have McDonald's hamburgers. They have, like, chicken or whatever the fuck, you know? And so I was explaining, there's cows all the time. There's cows everywhere over there, but they don't eat them, right? They, culturally, they don't want to do that. They don't believe that you should eat cows. And also, they're probably right that we shouldn't be doing that. So, everything's different. Now, to me, I don't want to eat bugs because I think it would be gross to have a bug in my mouth.
Yeah, I'm not. Sorry, I don't want to eat a bunch of worms.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not into that.
This is, you have reinvented the trash can. If you are saying, check this out, there's a plastic container you can keep in your kitchen. You throw all of your food in it, and then bugs grow there. That,
yeah,
that's a trash can.
Hey, bud, Rubbermaid came out with that 80 years ago.
So I actually even, you can even get me on board with believing that we should be eating bugs and not be eating meat. And I'll agree with you. But if the only solution is we'll have to eat bugs, I'll just die. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just out of here. I'm just Can you just make like a powder of it or something? I don't need a bunch of squishy bugs.
That's what's so fucked. Imagine this shit. Like, oh, I have to go home and take care of my bug farm. No. No.
Just get the $20 protein powder or whatever. Yeah.
I just,
fucking I'm not grinding them up in your blender.
God,
nasty.
Damn.
That's nasty, bro.
This thing is called Re. It's got 5 modular trays. They can be placed anywhere in the home, whether it's in the kitchen where all of your normal food is being prepared, or whether it's in your bedroom where you lay your head at night and hopefully nothing flies into your mouth. It can produce between 100 and 300 grams of mealworms per harvest. They're 54% protein, plus they're packed with essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Now, here's another interesting situation that you're dealing with here. That's not a lot of protein at all. So if they're 54% protein and you harvest 100 grams of mealworms per harvest, that's like a decently sized chicken breast worth of protein. And all you had to do was feed a bunch of bugs for an extremely long time in your house. That's not good.
Well, they have a recipe book.
Yeah.
They have a recipe book so you can make mealworm recipes.
So yeah. The mealworm is actually not a worm. It's the larval stage of the yellow mealworm, which that doesn't actually clear anything up for me. But it looks like the mealworm turns into the pupae, and the pupae becomes the adult beetle. So if you leave these guys alone for a while, will it eventually become beetles in your house as well?
Yeah, there was like a, what was it? I just saw it. Fuck. I just saw it. And I
well, we're in the kitchen, are we, mate? Right? The beetles.
Hand me the egg beater. I have an idea. This guy says, I'm curious. I had this system for a couple months now, but the beetles don't seem to be producing any eggs, and I can't figure out why. I just don't feel like it. I'm depressed. I'm depressed.
He's in the bed with Yoko again.
I'm not coming out. Hung, you should have eggs by now. The main two factors that could result in a reduced egg output are temperature and beetle population. This one says, and then they reply and say, it's truly, I can't. I deactivated my Facebook, so I can't actually use the Facebook, but I started from mealworms, and I think I probably now have around 40 or 50 or so adult beetles.
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, you just got, like, a bunch of bugs in your house, bro.
Yeah, you paid for somebody to put bugs in your house, as opposed that's to what so we normally funny. Do. You know, that's backwards.
I got some plants recently, some tomatoes and mm-hmm. some herbs and stuff, you know, and we're growing them, and it's like, they were like a little sad looking today because of the heat.
Yeah.
And it's just, I can only imagine somebody dumber than me trying to grow a bunch of worms and being like, huh,
yeah,
it didn't work out. And I spent like fucking a shit ton of money to get some worms in my house. Now I'm just going to throw it away.
Throwing away my worms. Wait a minute. I wish there was something I could feed my dead worms to that would somehow give me food. Now you got the lizards in the house. We also have done the tomatoes. We've also done the deck planters thing here. And it's basically driving my wife nuts in an extremely short amount of time. She's going crazy over the, like you said, the heat, the watering. Now they're not spaced properly because they're growing a whole bunch. And I just told her, I was like, if you're not having fun with this, then let's toss them in the garbage, because I don't need these plants to subsist on. This is not my dinner at any point. If it was, it would be terrible because it's been weeks and the tomatoes are extremely small. So this is not for food.
Got them too. And it's like, well, in a couple of months here, I'm going to have a nice cherry tomato to eat.
Yeah. This is supposed to be for fun. So if you're not having fun, I will throw these in the garbage and we can move on with our lives, you know?
But I started to get into the thing. I was like, oh, man, you know, this is, my plants aren't doing so well. And I was like, should I build some above ground planters on my deck?
Yep.
Should I set up a watering system? Should I monitor the heat and everything? Like, I'm like, and it's like, no, shouldn't. You should just do what you've been doing, going out on the balcony to smoke weed and spray the plants with a little squirter every once in a while.
Yeah. And if they die, they die. Yeah, that's true. But I think, Mike, I think gardening is the original video game. What do you think about that?
No idea.
Okay.
Incomprehensible.
Okay. Just making sure it didn't make sense because I wasn't going to say anything about it. 21K of 5K, and that's British pounds, gang. So convert that on your own. Let us know what you come up with. 315 backers. It ended in January. So, you know, people should be getting these bugs right now and eating them and saying that they're very good, maybe. But of course, as you said in the comments here, some, you know, it's, I don't have any eggs in my bugs. This one says the trays are all fucked up. This one says I didn't get the recipe book. I didn't get anything at all. I don't have a tracking number. So just the typical stuff associated with trying to get some bugs delivered to your house and having a hard time with it. But, I think I'll just stick to, you know, I will continue to eat the normal protein stuff, until it becomes real too bad. It becomes way, way bad. And then we cannot do it anymore. And then I will say, okay. And then I will either eat a bunch of sweet potatoes or I will lay down in my casket and pass away. I don't know.
Man, that sounds so great. Yeah. God damn, that sounds so nice.
Ah, it's so cool. It's cool down here. It's nice. Mike, what do you got? Oh, you've got one more, Mike.
This is Bigfoot the movie, the sequel.
Oh, no.
They made a sequel, JF, to the hit comedy horror feature Bigfoot the movie. They're back, and this time they mean business. Join your favorite beer-drinking, gun-toting, mullet-wearing rednecks as they embark on a journey up to a ski lodge to face down the dreaded Yeti. We're in the middle of filming right now and hope to have production done in June and then moving into editing the picture, getting it color corrected, and sound design. The money will go to help pay for crew, locations, wardrobe. This is a little film. This is a little film, yeah.
Do you know, is Bigfoot the movie something you know already? Is it a known quantity to you? What is that?
Well, Bigfoot the movie, 122 backers pledged to bring this project to life on April 21st, 2015. So they made they already made a film.
That's just 6 years ago. Putting James Cameron to shame with that turnaround time, you know?
The poster for the Bigfoot the movie is good. They got the little drawing and stuff over there.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
The film is not great, I think. We can play the trailer for that sequel. Oregon, let's watch the first one and then we'll watch the
second. Okay, the second. Okay, here's the first one for the original Bigfoot the movie.
I tell you, baby, you're hotter than Kim Basinger in Batman.
You mean it?
Totally.
What was that?
What was what?
Hey, did you guys hear what happened last night?
It's so weird.
Did you hear about that, Chuck?
Chuck!
Oh. Sorry, staring at your jugs.
What do you say me and you go hunting tonight? Grab a case of beer, drive around, see if we can't find this thing.
Is that?
Yeah, it's Bigfoot.
And I ain't talking about the monster truck, which is badass.
What?
What?
Think you heard me.
Hey, Chuck! I was just telling your buddies that Bigfoot was just down here. And he left with your mom!
Now, it's personal. When is it a crime to drive around at night with a shotgun and spotlight? Pretty typical for me.
I exterminate things. That's what I do. You know, pass vermins to humans, of course.
Okay, I don't know if I can watch another minute of that. That is, so that's what is this called? Where the movie looks like it's a softcore porno? What is that called? It looks like doesn't it have the feel of like a porno you'd see on Cinemax?
Just bad. Just poorly shot.
Just low budget. I don't know what it is, but I was kind of thinking to myself, I might start pounding off here because I feel like it's going to be a porno any second.
Shit was getting hard. Yeah. Mine too.
With those softcore pornos, you had to really get in there because you weren't going to get a lot of screen time of the good stuff. So you almost had to start when it was just the storyline. You almost had to get excited about the storyline and what was going on there. And then,
he had to prime the goddamn thing. He had started, yeah.
Okay, so that's Bigfoot 1, and it was so successful that they decided to, run it back.
Yeah.
So now we see what happened with all the Bigfoot gang after the events of Bigfoot 1.
Trouble is once again afoot. And when there is trouble, certain types of heroes are needed. Types of heroes that finish the job. Types of heroes that finish the beer. Types of heroes that have no fear because they're usually too drunk to care. Types of heroes that will drive straight at the enemy in a truck, tractor, or maybe even a lawnmower. Types of heroes that know a guy who knows a guy who can get you a flamethrower fast and affordable. Types of heroes that will punch danger right in the face and then come up with a really cool one-liner to say. These aren't the types of heroes you can find anywhere. But when you find them, which is usually in a bar, look out, because they mean business.
Well, this is business in the front and party in the back for life.
Who are you talking to?
Your mom.
Bigfoot.
This is like 2002 stuff to me.
Yeah, this is
he's doing like a Joe Dirt thing.
God. Business in the front, party. When was that funny? When was the last time that you thought that was funny? That phrase.
Probably
business
around the same time that I thought the ironic movie guy voice was funny.
God.
That's crazy to be doing that again.
Yeah.
I think
it's for a different type of guy, you know.
We've turned back the clock on some of this stuff a little bit. I think we're back into a different era of culture. And
your mom.
What the fuck?
Hey, I saw the Bigfoot. He was with your mom. And that's the stinger that you want to put in your trailer. We got to have that one.
Man, that's fucking funny. That's funny. That's funny stuff. DVD of this thing for $20 or $30 for a Blu-ray. Price is also a little bit in the 2002 area. Can't be laying out
HD DVD. $28 for HD DVD of Bigfoot.
Did you get any HD DVDs ever?
No, but I thought about that the other day because I'm now getting into the VHS. You know, now I got a VCR. Someone sent me a VCR, and then I bought another VCR. I bought a super VHS player, which is supposed to have better resolution or something.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
And then I bought, I mean, it's VHS, so it's going to look like shit. Yeah. But then I bought like a little adapter because I have like a flat panel TV, and I'm like, well, why am I watching VHS on a flat? So now I'm like thinking about, should I get a CRT? And this is how it starts, and I'm never going to watch any of this shit. I'm just buying things.
Yeah.
I'm just buying garbage. It's like, you need to stop, bro.
Yeah.
But I thought about the HD DVDs because I was like, well, that'd be cool to have. Because I was thinking about Laserdisc too. I was like, maybe I should get a Laserdisc player and have just some staples, just some cool,
right?
You know, Friday the 13th or something.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that? That would be cool. And then I was like, I wonder if there are still HD DVDs around, an HD DVD player.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with mine. I can't remember if those were donated or if I just junked them at some point. I don't know what I ended up doing with them, but I can remember being in Blockbuster, which, yes, I am that old. I went to Blockbuster, and the writing was on the wall at that point that HD DVD was on the way out. And I remember thinking, this is a good deal. I'm getting a good deal here because they had all of these fucking movies for what seemed to me at the time to be dirt cheap. So they were probably like $5 or something like that, I bet. Maybe $10. And I bought them all up. I think I had like, I must have had like 10 or 12 HD DVDs and the player. And just hoping that this was the one that was going to win. Because I'm like, I have
just riding it out.
Bro,
yeah,
I have a like, good Sony start.
You're like, there's no way that Sony is going to... Who's going to buy something called a Blu-ray? Everybody's already in on DVD.
Yeah.
And now it's HD DVD.
God.
That's got to be better.
That seems so foreign that there would be a competing format. Like, why would we ever have more than one thing? Of course not. We have the one thing, and that's what we will always have.
Yeah.
And it sucks, and it's too expensive. And it wasn't even that much better. It's not even that much better. They were still putting out Blu-rays with like two discs in the fucking thing. It was still a fucking nightmare. And then remember the ultraviolet copy protection they put on those things?
No.
Yeah, dude, that was the thing. Wow. Where it would be DVD plus Blu-ray plus digital copy, and the digital copy was a code that was in there, and it was good for like 1 year from when you bought the thing, and then you'd have to go on to the Warner Brothers website and download your shit in a timely manner, or else it would be evaporated, you know?
Flawless system.
Yeah, really good shit. Really good shit. Wonder why people are sailing the high seas again, Mike. You know, that's where I got the Dip Run movie, actually. So, Bigfoot the movie. Taking a concept as good as Bigfoot and ruining it is really something to be proud of.
We should, I was thinking also we should watch the first Bigfoot. If you can stomach it.
Yeah.
Because we're going to watch the Dip Run movie and then we got to watch the Bigfoot.
Yeah.
We got to watch the Bigfoot one.
Have you seen it or have you not seen it?
The Bigfoot movie? No, I have not seen it.
Okay.
I have not seen it.
You've seen
not one of these.
You've seen a Bigfoot movie. I mean, you've seen Bigfoot. I mean, obviously we know Bigfoot's real. We've seen Bigfoot. We've talked to Bigfoot before. He's a friend.
Yeah.
Great guy. This one looks really boring. I'm going to guess there's not a lot of shots of Bigfoot in the movie. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, probably would not be a lot of shots of the Halloween costume that they bought for the Bigfoot. I'm guessing it's mainly propped up by this guy's very bad acting and his over exaggeration of redneck tropes, and things like that. That's for what the movie is kind of relying on, I would assume.
Is Joe Dirt funny? It seems like it was funny at the time. Was it funny?
Yeah, I guess it was funny at the time. I don't know.
There's been no trace of Joe Dirt since then, right? That hasn't come back. Like David Spade's not doing Joe Dirt stuff.
Did he make like a sequel?
Was there a sequel?
Joe Dirt 2, Beautiful Loser, 2015.
2015?
Yeah, Joe Dirt 2, Beautiful Loser.
Ooh. Okay. Well,
he embarks on an epic journey through the recent past, the heartland of America, and his own mind to get back to his loved ones. Yeah, I must have missed that one. In the years following the original film, David Spade... Okay, I thought this was part of the plot. But David Spade began getting offers from both UFC president Dana White and Kid Rock to help finance a sequel. Ultimately, it was Sony who picked up the project after noticing the film would become a trending topic whenever it came on TV. And felt that it would help them build their Crackle platform.
Oh, no.
The first public hint of a sequel came on April 30th, 2014. David Spade revealed in a Reddit answer thread that he had written a sequel to Joe Dirt for Crackle, saying, "We wrote a sequel and we may wind up doing it on crackle.com because they want to be the first web address to do a sequel to a movie." They want to be the first web address to do a sequel to a movie because Sony owns them and it's a Sony movie. We're trying to find a way to make it for the budget, but we really want to do it and keep it good. Wow.
And the crazy sons of bitches pulled it off and saved Joe Dirt Crackle.
Joe Dirt 2, Beautiful Loser received negative reviews from critics.
No.
The review aggregator Rotten Tomatoes reported a 10% rating based on 10 reviews with an average rating of 1.93 out of 10.
That ain't good.
Well, we got to watch that too now.
Okay, we got a triple feature coming up. That's a hell of a stretch there. Mike, the last one we've got is called Herd of Hounds, a new breed of browser game, and this one's not a movie, thank God, so we won't have to do anything about it. Check this video out.
Welcome to our Kickstarter campaign for Herd of Hounds, a new breed of browser-based virtual dog game. Herd of Hounds takes popular concepts from classic browser-based games and combines them with more modern gameplay found in mobile games to create a unique gaming experience. Herd of Hounds celebrates all things dog. Play with your dogs, breed them, raise their pups, bond with them, walk them, train them, compete with them, dress them up, and show them off to your friends. Play from anywhere with an internet connection. Switch seamlessly between devices, like your phone and computer, without losing progress. Herd of Hounds is set in a world where purebred dogs have become extinct.
Okay, so that's the first sign where you think there's something weird about this game.
What did they say?
This game is set in a world where purebred dogs have become extinct. And for some reason, that's a huge problem.
Decades ago, a contagious virus sterilized all purebred dogs.
What?
However,
what?
Some mutts proved immune, and their puppies inherited their immunity. Within the genes of these remaining mutts lie the keys to restoring the purebreds of old. Your task as an up-and-coming dog breeder is to recreate purebreds through careful breedings. Your story begins when your uncle gifts you with a parcel of land and two random mutts.
And from there, of course, you have to decide which dogs fuck and, I mean...
which dogs to sadly put down.
Yeah. Their genes were just not good enough. This is a normal thing to think about creatures.
What is the kerfuffle in the comments here?
Well, there's some weird stuff going on. Thank you to Jake for sending this one in. I would not have noticed this otherwise. So this is basically, here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to put a stamp on everything that's going on with this project as Tumblr shit. So this is a world that I don't have any insight into, but a lot of people are mad at each other. And they are using acronyms and vocabulary that I don't understand because it's...
Paragraphs of text here.
It's, yeah, they're using jargon specific to their interests that I can't really crack. In short, I think this is made by a group or a person who made a similar game for cats. And that's called, like, Meowers or something like that. And... that game has been up for a while, but is maybe not attended to like it should be. It's also like a free-to-play browser game where you're getting like purebred cats, which I don't know. Is that? I don't even know if that's a thing, but that is that's the object of the game. Now, somewhere in these comments here, people are bringing up what they say are the political beliefs of the partner of the person who made this project, I think is what the problem is. But you've got the haters and you've got the stans in here, Mike, and they are warring factions and they are going back and forth.
I mean, when you scroll down and you have to see, so this guy says the owner supports gay and black folk. There's some blurred lines. Like, this is a dog video game. The Meower community doxed the owner, harassed her, emailed her pastor about falsities, and essentially bullied her off the very site she created for them.
This was over then, not getting a leaf that would allow two cats of the same gender to breed. So I think that is the seed here that has caused this rift in the community that when you're doing a game about breeding animals and trying to come up with the perfect version of the animal, and you make a decision, like, apparently, I guess it starts with this, where you say two of the girl cats, if you put two girl cats together, you can't then get an offspring cat.
Yeah.
And maybe people assumed that was because the person is a bigot, or maybe then they went on the person's Facebook and found evidence that they were in fact a bigot and then connected that to the cat breeding game. I don't know. But it seems like a real mess.
Yeah. Apparently she banned a user for saying Black Lives Matter more than white feelings. And then this person, like, he didn't give her that person a warning and just a bunch of drama.
But then this other person says, no, it wasn't because of that. It was because they said all cops are bastards. And that has been against the rules since the creation of Meowers. Okay.
God.
So, there's a lot of stuff going on here that's distracting from the mission of the game, which is...
Isn't it so crazy that stuff like this is just going on constantly? You're just not aware of it until you get like a little peek into...
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh yeah, everybody's just basically insane all the time.
Yeah.
And just arguing and yelling constantly.
Like, these guys were all mad about cats not being able to breed with other cats or whatever, while we were doing the good work of making sure that the pastor guy who stole some Twitter jokes got taken down. You know, they didn't even know what we were doing, the importance of we were doing. They were fucking around on this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know what the hell. I can't make heads or tails of this project. It seems extremely gross to me. Actually, the whole dog breeding thing is very strange, and it's like, it's sort of the same thing as the bug eating to me. Like, I guess if we are to survive into the future, maybe it makes sense that we should start eating bugs. In that case, I don't want to survive, right? And so also maybe in order to make sure that we keep having dogs into the future, we have to see the nasty dog dick and then put the female dog in the same room, and she's like screaming and pissing all over the place because she's in heat, and the male dog is like trying to knock down the door because he wants to fuck so bad, and you have to like time it, and you have to like watch the dog come out of the dog pussy and stuff like that. If we have to do all that, I don't need them. I don't need dogs that bad.
I'll sit this one out.
I mean, mine are okay, but I'm not going through the whole, I'm not doing the whole dog pussy thing. So I just, more power to you, but I'm opting out of the whole process. It's not for me. And much less to care about. This dog is the finest example of a terrier that's ever. You're weird. You've got some weird stuff. That's weird to care about that.
Extremely weird.
I don't behavior. Know. Yeah, that's watching the little dog. Have you ever seen the dog shows they do with the dogs jumping around and going through the cones and stuff?
Yeah, I think that's psycho also. I don't like that at all. I think that's so, dog person.
So weird.
Best in show, great film though.
I have not seen it. Wouldn't care for it, I don't think.
We're watching that one too.
That is The Herd of Hounds, a new breed of browser game. $8,669 of 5K. 184 backers. 14 days to go. Looks like they're going to make it. Maybe we'll play a few rounds and see if we can get the best Dalmatian. Whatever. You see they're making a new Cruella movie? It's the prequel.
Yeah, I saw that. That's so cool. I've always wondered we need more backstory behind. Why is she the way she is? It's always... When I left the theater, after seeing 108 Dalmatians,
one problem.
Who is this Cruella de Vil?
Yeah, and of course it turns out that someone was mean to her before, and that's why she was skinning dogs.
That's why she's evil, but she's not that evil. There's actually she's a good anti-hero.
Yeah,
so
cool.
Kind of a cool idea.
And she's got swag. So I'm looking forward to seeing the swag and all the stuff that's going to come out. Thank you, Disney, for putting this one out. 50 years
thank
of
you,
goodness.
Can we do? Thank you, Disney. Thank you.
Okay. That's the six pack, Mike. We've got time for one more thing. And that, of course, is that's where you come in.
You're going to want to contact YKS. You're going to want to talk to Mike and JF. You're going to want to call 802-359-PISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 544 West Main Street, 209 Gallatin, Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail, it's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna let them know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS bot on Instagram for grill pics.
Okay, gang, that's where you come in. Hey, drop us a line. Your Kickstarter sucks at gmail.com. You heard it in the song, but now I'll say it in plain English with no melody. This is an email from AB. AB writes, "Hi, y'all. Just wanted to let you know that you guys have been super funny lately and also relay this date I went on." Yeah, boring. Let's get to the part where we're super funny. It seems like you had a lot you wanted to say about that.
More about that part off top.
She continues. "I went to pick up this guy. You wouldn't pick anything up.
You wouldn't pick up someone.
You would pick it up. I went to pick up this guy for a date, and he invited me in so he could finish his career in Madden before we went out. That's a red flag. What I didn't know is that he was a foot fetishist. I took my shoes off at the door since he had carpeting, and I was just raised to do so. Very thoughtful. He was pre-gaming with strawberry steelies, so he was pretty drunk." What is that, Mike?
I don't know. I'm guessing strawberry. Is it Steel Reserve?
Steel Reserve? Strawberry?
Strawberry steelies. Let's see what that is.
That sounds like the type of guy who would carry some backwoods blueberry dip in his back pocket.
Yeah.
If you ask me. That sounds really gross. So he asked me if my feet stunk. I was immediately embarrassed and told him I was wearing new sneakers and clean socks and had just showered. I sat on his couch and he continued his game while I waited. He then paused the game to go sniff my shoes.
He said he liked big old stinky dirty feet and my feet were small, but he was hoping they were stinky so he could lick and fuck them. Probably should have left then, but I am dumb. AB, thank you for that terrible... Yeah.
Thank you for that story. And congratulations on your engagement. That's so nice. Your wedding to that guy.
I feel good about that, Mike, knowing we now finally have the answer you were so curious about. Why do people... like feet so much. Now we know. Mike, I hope you're happy. People can stop writing in with their feet stories, why people want to fuck feet and everything.
Jesse wanted to know, not me.
Mike was interested. He said, I wonder how big our listeners' feet are and if they stink because I want to fuck them.
Jesse confessed to me privately that he's you've been wanting to know that for a while. So.
Hey, Mike and JF. Colin, wishing a happy 201 episodes. Congratulations. I'm finally caught up and listening to all the episodes, and I wanted to show you guys the impressions I've been working on for you guys. So this is my impression of Jesse whenever Mike makes some sort of joke at his expense, like he's a bad father or something. So here it goes. Okay? Okay, and then here's my impression of Mike after Jesse tells Mike some horrifying news, like Ronald Reagan came back from the dead and is eating children. That's so funny. All right, thank you guys. Happy Easter.